Bezos Mizbuch, we begin Perek Sheni, the second chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Tumur, the laws of transfer of sanctity in the Sefer Kabbonis, in the book of personal sacrifices, which in this Perek we continue the discussion, discussing now the format of how Tumur is done. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph, we're going to the terminology of what is considered this Isser of Tumur. So HaTumur Hi, the transfer is like this. Sheyim HaBala Karban, that the owner of the carbon, will say Al Behemas Chulin Sheishle regarding a different unconsecrated animal that he has. And he says, Harei Zu, that this Chulin animal should be tachazu, should take the place of this hektish animal that he has. In other words, he is extending the chulin one to take the place of the hektish one. Or harizu chalifa zu, he says that this one should be the replacement of this one. And beintoch leim imama, we don't have to say if he says it explicitly, not just this in place of this, but harizu tachaz chatazu, he says explicitly, he says, let this chulin animal, doesn't say chulin, he said, let this one take the place of this chatos, or tachaz oil zu, the place of this oila. For sure, she tomorrow, that's for sure going to be a tomorrow. So let's say he says, even if let's say it's not here, he doesn't say zoo. He says, but let this animal take the place of the sin offering that I have in my house. Or in the place of that oil that I have in that place, it's going to be a tamura, and only if he has. Because if he doesn't have, then it's not a tamura. Now, let's say he says regarding an unconsecrated animal, should be the place of an oila, should take the place of a chatas. So Lema Kumi hasn't said anything because the Pasuk says, Leich Lefenev Leyomer Oysai it. You have to know what Chatas or what Oyla is referring to. Pchein Mama Sotav, let's say he says, Harizu Mechlelas Azu. So here he takes a different terminology. He says, let this be deconsecrated on this one, which Chil is a terminology of Pidyon of Redemption, then in a Tumur, that's not going to be Tumur, because unblemished, sanctified animal cannot go out and become Chulun. So you're not saying anything. Tumur or Chalipin, that would be the Halacha of Tumur. Halacha Beis, let's say he had in front of himself two animals. Achas chulin, one was unconsecrated. Achas hektish shenava b'mum. And one was hektish had developed a blemish, which, oh, now ready, that you could do chil on. Now, hinich yodei al behemes chulin b'amah, but depends where he puts his hand. If he puts his hand on the chulin animal and he says, harizu tachazu, let this be in the place of this one. So harizu tamur, that's going to be tamur, because since he put his hand on the chulin one, most definitely he's intending to sanctify the chulin one, not to be mechal the hektish. So it's like as if he's saying, this should be the tamur of this one. And but like, he's going to get lashes for tamur. But hanich yodah behem is hektish. But let's say he put his hands on the hand of the head of the hektish one. Bamani says, harizu tachazu, let this one be the place of this one. Harizu chilala behem is achulun. So then he's going and he's deconsecrating the hektish one, which is what he's trying to do when he's putting his hand onto the chulun animal. And the veins of tamur, that's not tamura. And the kapoy, the balas mum, bezub. Rather, it's like redeeming the blemish one onto this animal, because since he's putting his hand on the hektish one, his intent is to be mechal the hektish one that had developed a blemish on the chulin one, because tachas krosa mean chilul, and therefore he won't get lashes for having done tamura. Halacha Gimel discusses what happens if tamura and chilul are happening at the same time. Let's say he had in front of himself three animals that are kachim mizbeach, that are karbana sanctified for the mizbeach, the achsim and balas mum, but one of them has a blemish. Shadahiyah made this opinion, as we said in the previous halacha, so it's ready to be redeemed. Now, v'shalash v'hem is tamim is chulun. Yosef has three unblemished, unconsecrated animals. V'amani says, Hade'elu tachas elu. Let these three be in place of these three. And he didn't put his hands neither on the chulun and nor on the hektish. Okay. Harishtayim in achulun tachashtayim atamimis. So the two of the unconsecrated ones are taking the place of these two unblemished ones, which he's saying that they should be tachas elu, so tamuras and tamura. So they're going to be tamura because you can't do chalip, you can't do chilul on unblemished. Obviously, you're doing tamura. And but look, alein shtayim, so you're going to get two sets of lashes for those two. But by behema hashlish is the third animal, he tachas balas mum. That's taking the place of the blemished one, sheneschala, which is being deconsecrated on that one. Well, lachal neskamen, and his intent is to deconsecrate v'loy lahamaba, and not to do tamura with it. Why? How do you know that? When the other two you're saying the words tachas is tamura, and here it's saying chilul? Yeah. Since in front of him, for this third one, he has an option of either doing it a prohibited way, which is tamura, and a permitted way of interpreting what he's saying, which is deconsecrating, which is not forbidden in the Torah. Chazaki, there's a presumption, it's a person not going to leave a permitted way of doing something and do it in a prohibited way. He's not going to get three sets of lashes, only two. Let's say he says, these 10 animals should take the place of these 10 animals. Men one of them is blemish. And like Teshamalki is only get 9 sets of lashes, because the 10th one, his intent is to deconsecrate but not to do tumor with it. Even though what I mean, this person is already presumed to be doing Isurim, he's already getting 9 sets of lashes. Yeah, still. Still, since by the 10th one, there's a permitted way of doing it. He's not going to leave a permitted way and do it in the prohibited way. Now, so to stay behemish al hektish, let's say the two animals of hektish. The achsman balas mum, one of them is blemished. And they also stay behemish al chulun, he has two animals of chulun. The achsman balas mum, one of them is also blemished. The aman says, let these take the place of these. So the unblemished one is taking the place of the blemished one, and because there's no chil on unblemished, so therefore he's going to get one lashes for that one. And the blemished one is going to be deconsecrating for the blemished one. Again, he says you're not going to leave the permitted one and do it in a prohibited way. So it must be chil and not tamura. Look, Dalit continues regarding what happens if this tamura in relation to two karbanas. If someone says, Hareidzu, he's talking about this one chulun animal, Tamura's oila ushlam. Shavi the Tamura of an oila and ushlam. So the Dvarf Kriyam. So his words are substantiated. Well, how could it be the Tamura of both them, which we say it takes on the sanctity of the carbon that it's transferring from, but you can't be both an oil and ushlam, because those are two different types of carbonas. So yeah, it's Vitimacher, because he sells this Tamura. The Yavi Bechatze Demet Tamura's oil, and with half of its proceeds, he gets something that'll be a transfer of an oila sanctity. Bechatze Demet Tamura's oil. And with the other half of the monies, he's going to buy another animal, which will be the sanctity of a shlam. Let's say, that's if he says, Tumuris Oila Ushlam, which is evident that it's both. But Amma, let's say he says, Hariza Tumuris Oila, and then he says, Utumura Shlam. So he says the word Tumura a second time. So in this Gabon Lakach Matkil, if initially that was his intent to say both, so Dvarav Kriyam, again, it's going to have the same halacha, his words are substantiated, and it's going to have half and half. But Vim Lain Niskav Matkil Ela Tumuris Oila, but if his intent in the beginning was only for Tumuris Oila. And then the Chaz of Amma, then he subsequently said, you know, and Tumur Shlamim, although within the amount of time to say Shalom Lecha Rebbe, which is a few seconds, he retracted and said those next words, Tumur Shlamim. In Taifsin El Lashon Rishon, we only grab the first thing that he said. It's going to be only the Tumur of an Ayla, because although generally we say Techi Dibra is Kedibra and you could back out in the next few seconds, there are a few exceptions. Someone that sanctifies something, someone that does tamur like we're discussing over here, someone who's mecharif, blasphemer, and does avodah zarah and gets engaged and divorced. Well, those things are very severe, and we don't say that a person could back out. And therefore, here also, if that was not your initial intent and you're changing your mind within a few seconds, we're not going to go with that, and it's going to be the first thing that one said, which was that of the tamur of Ayla.